USA News. I'm John Schaefer. An intruder entered National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's home in late April. The unidentified person was able to get into the house undetected by Sullivan's security detail. Sullivan told the man, who appeared to be drunk, to get out, and he did. Sullivan then alerted agents to the incident. Still no compromise after another meeting at the White House to discuss raising the debt ceiling. After that meeting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said time is running out.
We only have 15 days really to go. We've got to find a way that we can curb our spending, raise our debt limit, and also grow our economy.
He does believe a compromise can be reached by Friday, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer agrees.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers.
President Biden is cutting short an overseas trip to Australia and Papua New Guinea to deal with the crisis. The man behind ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence chatbot, testified before a congressional hearing today. Sam Altman said there's going to need to be some level of government oversight as AI technology advances.
The U.S. government might consider a combination of licensing and testing requirements for development and release of AI models above a threshold of capabilities.
Altman believes AI can find solutions to some of humanity's biggest challenges, but he said protections need to be put in place. An attorney for writer E. Jean Carroll says former President Trump's comments bashing Carroll during his recent CNN town hall are definitely actionable. This comes after a jury found Trump liable for sexually abusing Carroll and defaming her when he denied the allegations. During last week's town hall, after the verdict, Trump attacked Carroll, labeling the accusations a fake story and calling her a whack job. And parents in New York City are upset that Mayor Eric Adams is turning school gyms into housing for migrants. They say the problem is not solved by putting students at risk. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Now's a bad time to buy a house. At least that's what a majority of Americans think. A new Gallup poll found that more than 3/4 of Americans think now is not a good time to purchase a home. Only 21% of respondents felt the time was right to buy. It's just the second time since 1978, when Gallup began conducting the poll, that fewer than half of the respondents had a positive view of the housing market. The former head of the failed Silicon Valley Bank apologized for the bank's failure and the crisis it caused. Greg Becker told the Senate Banking Committee that the collapse was a shock to him and said he and advisors were working closely together to respond to concerns from regulators. Who knew that Taco Tuesday is a corporate thing? Well, a new lawsuit hopes to end it.
Taco John's, which has about 400 outlets in 23 states, mostly the Rockies and Midwest, has owned the trademark Taco Tuesday for more than 30 years. Now Taco Bell is suing to cancel it. Taco Bell says all of us should be free to enjoy Taco Tuesday without fear of a cease and desist order, as has been the case against other restaurants and media outlets over the years. Taco John's CEO thanks Taco Bell for reminding everybody that Taco Tuesday is best celebrated at Taco John's. I'm Richard Johnson.
And AAA is predicting air travel over Memorial Day weekend will surpass pre-pandemic levels. According to their holiday travel report, they expect 3.4 million Americans to fly over the holiday weekend. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.